Let's do the Tugboat and Lunk for Collecting the Sailor's Bonnet set. A good old Michael Coleman set. He recorded, I have a recording of it over here from 1940. Beautiful mint condition 78. I'm really proud of that little thing. So I probably paid too much money for it, but it's the only Michael Coleman one I have. Alrighty. Here we go. Oh, hang on, let me turn this light on here. I don't know if it makes much of a difference, but it makes a little difference, I guess.
Thank you.
was a good start. Hopefully that tempo was okay for you guys. So just checking here. Let's see. Stephen, how are you? Linda? Don? Brian? Howard? Good to see you guys.
Hello, John. Good to see you too.
Bill?
Yeah.
How's your cutting?
Doing well, thanks. And you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
So we're missing...
Good to hear.
Lisa. I don't see Lisa there. So... I didn't get to talk to Lisa today, so hopefully she's going to come on board. All right, was that okay tempo-wise? Yeah? Okay. So let's play. We'll start off with a couple of easy jigs, too, just to get things warmed up here. Let's do the first one on the list, the Conic Man's Rambles and Tobin's. I think they're both in D, I think. The Tobin's favorite. It's a really good tune for dancing, for slow, for set, not set dancing, for, you know, it's hard shoe dancing. In competitions, they play that tune a lot because it's really a nice... nice sounding tune when you play it relatively slow. So, anyway, here we go. 3, 4. Thank you. Great tune, isn't it? It's a really good tune. So let me see. Hi Yvette, you made it. And Denise, good to see you.
Hi John, good to see you. And speaking of you made it, it made it. I love it.
Oh, you do? Good.
Nonstop.
Well, beautiful. I'm glad you like it.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They're all one of a kind, Yvette. I don't do duplicating. I don't have a duplicating machine. So everything I turn is one of a kind. So.
No, I love the size of it, too. I have a relatively small hand, and, you know, it just fits perfectly.
Good. Well, I'm glad you like it. All right. All right. So let's play. Let's move on to hornpipes, I guess, right? So let's start off with McDermott's and Lado Burns, because the others I'm going to have to refer to the music. But I did practice those, the Horse Keen and the Brown Coffin, but we'll see if we can get through them. So let's do McDermott's. And then. Two amazing tunes. I recorded these on my From the Heart CD, and then I did them again, I think, on either Come to Dance or Celtic Roots. I can't remember. But, all right. I got them from, the first one I definitely got from Joe Burke. The second one I'm not sure about, but anyway. All right. Ready? One, two, three. Thank you. My favorite hornpipes right there, and I don't know if Lisa's here yet, but hopefully she's going to show up at some point. All right,
he'll jam one more time at that speed, and I'll know it next time we
thanks, Sharon. It's a great tune. So yeah, I try to play him at a tempo that I think it's going to be good to learn. If you don't know these tunes, and then you can hear all the triplets and all the little grace notes that I do, and some are suitable.
I like this tempo, John. Thank you. It's very
so. Thank you. Thank you, Marilyn. All right. So let's go back to reels, I think. Let's do the Jolly Tinker and the Pigeon on the Gate. And I recorded the Jolly Tinker on my Pride of Wexford LP back in 1974. It was a big, big session tune in the 70s in around southern England, in London in particular. So it's a great tune. And then, of course, the Pigeon on the Gate. That's, of course, some of these, a lot of these are repeats from previous. I think I dug up some of these from session number 2, I think. So anyway, so here we go. Thank you. Is that tempo okay, everybody? I don't want to be doing
Yeah, anything. I just discovered something when you were doing that, John, that last one. What was it called? Pigeon on the Gate.
Yeah.
I used to start this tune years ago in Brisbane called The Caribou Reel. And every single time I played it, somebody hijacked it. And I realize now they hijacked it to Pigeon on the Gate because the B parts are almost the same.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that happens quite a lot, you know.
It's funny. I thought, oh, that's the tune they were doing.
I've done that many times. I did a competition one time. I had a duet partner, Christine Considine, when I was a kid. And we actually won the All Ireland a couple of times in the duet competition. But we did an All Britain Championship. And we were doing the concert reel. And we played the first half of the concert reel and the second half of the Sligo Maid. And then we went back into the first part of the concert reel and back into the second part of the Sligo Maid. And we won the competition. And the adjudicator wrote down, I'm not sure if the Sligo Maid would be happy about this, but you guys actually played it very, very well. So, but these things happen, Debbie, I'm telling you. You'd be amazed at the stuff that happens, goes on. So, Lisa, you made it. I was looking for you. I'm going to drag you all the way to the front so I can see you.
Sorry, I had to deliver some Christmas bananas. It's a long story.
That's okay. So I'm going to make you a co-host as well, Michael, just in case, okay, if that's all right. And I did get your message, so we'll chat afterwards. Okay.
Sounds good.
I was turning. I was trying to get stuff done.
I figured you were busy.
All right. Let's do the, I think we should do the Fox Hunter's slip jig and the butterfly. And it's funny, you know, we used to play the butterfly an awful lot in sessions, and then all of a sudden people didn't play it anymore, you know, and you get to that point where you play a tune so much you're going to get sick of it. But thank God we're able to rekindle it, you know, 20 and 30 years later, because they're really beautiful tunes. So there we go. I think everybody might be ready. So here we go. 3, 4. We'll be right back. time. One thing about these slower type tunes, you know, one thing I always notice, and I just want to make a note of this, it's not that I want to give a lesson or anything, but so always remember you have more time to play the notes than you think. And if you ever notice in a session environment, there's always a tendency for things to speed up, especially in the slow tunes. So you just make sure you just take the time and not rush the notes. You know, play each note, make each note count, and then that'll help hold you back a little bit from rushing to the next note and speeding the tune up. Of course, these tunes overall are played a little faster, but not, I don't think that the Butterfly is played terribly, terribly faster than that. So anyway, lovely tunes. So I think I saw Michael posted something about the master sessions. So I just want to point out, just in case you don't know, we have the boxes on Boxing Day. If you don't know what Boxing Day is, that's St. Stephen's Day, the day after Christmas. And we're definitely in need of some people. We're okay. We're about at average at this time of the week. But I'm hoping not to have a major rush on Saturday like we did last week. But excuse me, if you can't go, that's fine. I certainly understand, but if you could share the information, that would be very, very helpful to us. And we've got such a lineup. I have more people for the boxes on Boxing Day than we've had on any of the master sessions. And I do want to be able to give them a reasonable amount of money for their time. And of course, you know, there's many box players out there, but these are definitely phenomenal box players. Go ahead, Lisa. You look like you want to say something. Oh, no. You good?
No. I was actually just, I was thinking to myself, I'm going to go edit your website to put their bios in.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
Take a little while.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lisa's doing a great job with all that stuff, and I'm delighted to have her because I couldn't do it all myself. So.
Talk about who's going to be there. Tell them.
Well, so, yeah, Jan said I should tell you who's going to be there if you don't know. So, Damian Mullane, these are all, compared to me anyway, they're all young fellas. But Damian Mullane is in the, of course, there's nobody touring right now, but he was on the 25th anniversary of Riverdance, along with Haley Richardson on fiddle. Damian was the accordion player. And I was really delighted for Haley in particular. It was very... dear friend of mine I've mentored for many years. I got to play Radio City Music Hall before COVID put a kibosh on everything. But Damien's a phenomenal player. He's all the accordion players have different techniques, a different approach to the music. So you may or may not like some styles, but they're all really, really good. David Munley, to me, is one of the best out there. He's a phenomenal musician. He does a lot of not just Irish stuff, but he does a lot of European stuff, you know, Breton and French Canadian, Swedish, all kinds of stuff. But of course, we'll be doing mostly Irish music for the accordions, but just the scope of his talent and his ability. Dahi Gormley is probably one of the best contemporary traditional players there is. He's got a very solid a very hardcore traditional style of playing, and lovely swing in his music. I'm not sure about the diversity of what he does, but I know for sure that the trad stuff he plays is really, really beautiful music. And of course, the one and only Phil Cunningham, Scottish representative, you've lived a very quiet life if you don't know who Phil Cunningham is, but he was the accordion player with Silly Wizard, but he's also, I think he got an OBE or an MBE from the Queen, I think. But anyway, he's an amazing, amazing writer. He's been on many movies. He's got a Christmas show on right now. I think it's on tonight. He does an annual Christmas show every year, and this year, of course, it's virtual. So, but he's been with many bands. Relativity was a great group that he was with his brother Johnny and Trina O'Donnell and Micheál O'Donnell. But anyway, there you go. So that's basically it. And I probably have to do some more box players down the road, maybe in February. We have Dermot Byrne coming up, but I don't want to get that.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, you're not getting that.
Yeah. So, but maybe, you know, because I want to get some of the, like, Josephine Marsh and some people like that. And I have to have feelers out for other well-known musicians that you would know. And hopefully, if we can keep it going, you know, that's the hard part. It's a lot of work and a lot of publicity and advertising, and we're not paying for advertising because we can't afford it. So it's just basically word of mouth. So any help you can give us would be great. And I'm sorry for going on so long. But and I think also the, you know, I do this every week because I was asked to, the tip jar is up there, I think. And if it's not, Lisa can put it up there if anybody's interested. So you want to do your ash plant set?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, how does that go again? So that's E minor. It's already written down.
That's it.
Okay, and then yeah. We'll get there.
You know you're a real fan when you know his sets better than he does.
My wife keeps me on the straight and narrow. And she made me a nice cup of Barry's Irish tea.
Yeah, only berries.
I forgot my little cottage with the turf, though. So just to give you an idea, yesterday I got the news. My friend passed away. And then I got these in the mail. Too much of a glare, I think. But anyway, I got my CD in the mail, 100 CDs. I was so excited, I pulled it out just to check it, and they're all screwed up. They're all missed, all 100 of them. So now I have to go back to the manufacturer and get, I'm going to just do the CDs, the disc, and then I have to take the shrink wrap off, and then when I get them, and I put them back in the, I tell you, yesterday was a bad day, but we're celebrating my son's birthday, and we're celebrating my friend's life today with music. He was a great lover of music. He didn't play, but I taught his kids before I came to America. And actually, one of his sons, Daniel, is in Virginia now. And then his daughter became a doctor. Very, very smart young kid. So I used to have a little Cayley band that I used to teach with about 12 kids, all different instruments. And it was a lot of fun. So, but John Hutchinson, just remember him in your prayers. He's up there debating with my dad, I'm sure, all about music and cultures and arguing about this organization and that organization and how bad they are and how the Irish can never get anything done. So, all right, so we're... Okay. Okay, here we go. Ready? 3, 4, and...
Hut!
It's one of Jan's favorite sets of tunes. So, yes. So any comments, anybody? Ah, Claudine! How are you, sweetheart? You made it.
Yeah, I want to be sure to wish you all Merry Christmas.
it's lovely to see you, darling. Lovely.
Great to see you, everybody.
We have a nice little group now. We're around this, you know, 70. I think we were 78 last week. So it's good. We got a nice steady crew now, which
sounds
is good.
Beautiful.
And we're delighted to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So everybody's quiet tonight. You must be all pooped, getting ready for Christmas, I guess, huh? All right.
We just stand in awe of your greatness.
Well, you know, I've told a lot of people in my lifetime, I put my pants on the same way every other guy does. So, I had this young girl. I did a gig in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I don't know if how much you know about my career, but, I've done a couple of movies. I did the Conan O'Brien show and did a few other television. Uh-oh. What happened?
Are they gone?
I lost them.
We're still here.
We're here.
So how do I get you guys back? Because I have a blank screen.
If you go to your dock, is the little blue movie camera for Zoom there by any chance? And you could click on that.
No, I don't see it.
Try swiping your screen.
Oh, yeah, there we go, maybe.
Yeah.
When I have that happen, it's minimized somewhere on the screen. You just need to maximize it again.
Oh, I see. Yeah, thank you. Oy vey. Wow. You know, I can't be mad. That was my son calling. And of course, it's his birthday, and he doesn't know that I'm doing a slow session, I guess. I think I did tell him, but, he's my son, so he probably forgot. Anyway, so I was saying that, I've done all this stuff, and this young girl in South Dakota was going on about, how great my life is, and all the things I've done, and she's stuck in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and all this kind of stuff. And I said, you got to watch the movie It's a Wonderful Life. You get realize that every day you get up, you touch people's lives. And if it's in your own community, those people would miss you if you were gone. And so that's... don't be shaking your head. But, that's the way I look at it. It doesn't matter what you do in your life or what you accomplish. You have people that you get up and you of course, that's a choice every day, right? You get up and have a choice to touch people's lives in a positive manner, whether you play music or not. And I'm lucky I get to play music, but I try to do it in other ways too. Not that I'm not a pain in the ass as well, along with it, but anyway,
Hey, John, I have a great Christmas story.
Who's talking?
This is Marilyn. I have a friend who has ALS, and this year he completely lost all of his body movement. The only thing he can do is move his eyes. And he thought he would be so unhappy at this stage. But he said, I'm not. I'm actually having a great time. He found technology so that he can write emails and control software with his eye movements. And so he spends his days, watching videos and sending emails to people and things like that. And he's still happy. So that's a great Christmas story.
That is. And that is. And we have, there's always somebody better off and there's always somebody worse off, So you can only deal with your life and the things in your life. And so I say that to people all the time, too. It doesn't mean you're any lesser or more than anybody else, because we all have stuff to deal with in our life. And hopefully most of it's good, but when there's some of it's bad, you just have to deal with it. Like these. My hands are swollen and my neck hurts, but I still get to play. And, you know, I'll take care of it when I'm done with my slow session. I'll rest and get the massage thing on my neck that Jan got for me, and I'll be okay for the next session. So that's it. Anyway. All right. So let's take it up a little bit, and we'll play some slides. And I used to play these as a kid, so that's, I thought, you know, I would love to do these for Christmas. Merrily Kissed a Quaker and the Dingle Regatta was always a party piece in sessions in England, anywhere you went in England, in the trad music world, and we would do the Dingle Regatta. So. So you can all lilt along when we do this, the Dingle Regatta. We used to, and the B part, we do. So I expect to see you all up. I can't see all of you. I can see the first screen I'm on. So I'll have somebody else watch the others. Okay, we all watch each other and make sure everybody's doing it. All right, here we go. 3, 4. Thank you. I tell you, it was fun watching the screen.
Hey. That should have been videoed. That would be hilarious.
Well, maybe we'll do it again down the road and we can videotape it. It was really
some
very
of
cool.
Us, that was our exercise of the day, my dear.
Who started doing that, John?
Now, you other two screens that I have here, I hope you get, well, there's a lot of people in the dark on the third screen. So we can't tell if they're jumping up and down or not, but we just have
to hope. Who's doing that? It's because Peavy used to do that.
Who?
Peavy O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so I just wondered where it started doing that.
Well, I did it. You know who started it with that I saw for the very first time was Eamon Coyne, the fiddle player with the Liverpool Cayley Band. And the father of Michael and Terry and Eamon, and we used to have a great time with him. He was a great guy. He was a great father, but you could tell because he was so good with the kids. I used to love going to Liverpool to play in Liverpool, I thought all the people in the north of England were so much cooler than people in the south, but of course I couldn't tell anybody that, you know, but it's our secret. So anyway,
John, every single session I've ever been at where we played Dingle Regatta, I always stand up. And yeah. I don't care if nobody else in the whole room does. I don't care.
Well, you know, you got to have a little bit of fun. That's what the session is about,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's how the tune was created, but it certainly lends itself well to doing that, you know? So, all right. So I guess I'm going to throw myself to the wolves, and we're going to try the hornpipe, the Horse Keen, written by Jimmy Keen, and this is the Brown Coffin, and the session had it written down as the Factory Smoke, but it's known as the Brown Coffin, so I just have to... You know, I never played that tune before today. I've heard Jimmy do it, but what a lovely tune to play. It's got such a great swing in it, you know? And then, of course, the brown Coffin is a tricky, tricky tune, but a lot of people like it. I never learned it, so... Oh, I'll see if I can get through it. It's going to be tough, but ready? 1, 2, 3. Sorry, I knew I was going to screw up. Again. One more time. I might have it done. This is the hard part right here. Oh, give me a second. I'm sorry. You know it. There goes my theory of telling my students, once you play it once, you know it.
You're so busted, John.
That went out the window.
Yeah, John, Sharon here. When I was in Marla's mandolin class at Portal, we did that tune, and I had it. And I was struggling in all the same places where you were, so...
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
John, this is Bill. Nice tunes, though. I'm glad to hear them. Thank you.
Gorgeous tunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad to learn them with you.
Hey, we could stand to play that one again next week.
Yeah. Okay. I'll play it better next week.
I was learning. I was learning that one, John, in my tune class with Stephen.
Right.
Earlier in the year, it was a different key, a little bit
B
higher.
Flat.
What?
It's in B flat.
In B flat, yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing B flat.
that was a little like that was a different key.
I really like it in B flat. I'm actually going to learn it in B flat, but. I had a hard enough time in G today.
It's a tricky. I'm still working on it. It's a tricky tune.
Well, you know, I just think sometimes it's okay to show everybody that you're human, you know, and sometimes we as musicians, we get kind of elevated to some degree, and it's good to have something to bring you back down to earth. I certainly landed heavily on that one.
Hey, John, imagine playing that on a C-sharp D box.
Oh, my God.
You remember my tale about going to Skolegsha and being tortured with a hornpipe in a weird key? It was that one.
Oh, was
it
really?
In B-flat. Yeah, it was that one in B-flat.
In B-flat? Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Let's go back to reels, I think. Where's Jan? Oh, she must be... She, we're going to do music. Jan wanted music in the Glen.
I didn't
want to
attempt that.
So we're going to let's do music in the Glen in G. I happen to know the key of that one. And Anderson's in D. And I played with a band here in Connecticut called Music in the Glen. I don't know if I told you that before, but they started off. My buddy plays guitar. He plays the Gretsch, like. Paul McCartney, I guess, and he bought it in 1964, and he still has it, and he plays with it in the band, this electric accompaniment. It was really, really nice, actually, and Bobby Gardner was the first accordion player in the band. Bobby lived in Connecticut for 11 years before he went back to Ireland.
Wow.
So, I was talking to Billy McComiskey, and he was telling me some great stories about... Bobby Gardner and Patty Reynolds. So I actually recorded, we won't play it, but I recorded this tune in F. So it's actually really... It's really nice in F, but we're going to do it in its original key of G. And then, so if you like Anderson's and you haven't heard, it's a very old record now, so you may have heard it already, but the version from Tony Lennon and Noel Hill on Anderson's is absolutely beautiful. I don't know what they played before it, but it's really a great album. You should look it up. Noel Hill and Tony Lennon. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Lovely tune, the Andersons. It's got a great swing to it. So, all right.
Hey, Mary, if you can forgive me for butting in, I just wanted to mention a lot of people ask me to post the link to your tip jar, John, and Michael has been right on top of posting that in the chat. So if anyone's looking for the tip jar, it's over there or wherever your chat window happens to be.
We actually have a link from the website. You can go straight there. Or you just go paypal.me/buttonboxman. It's pretty straightforward. So I think I'm going to do the waltz. Now, some of you may know it, and some of you may not know it. But it's actually an original tune that I wrote many, many years ago. And Brian and I recorded it on the Gail Finn CD. But this was used in a documentary called From Shore to Shore about the Irish music in New York. And it was recorded, the documentary was done in the 80s. And it featured a lot of, you know, the New York migrants, Michael Coleman and Lado Byrne and all those, Paddy Cloran, all those guys. It's a wonderful, wonderful documentary if you get a chance. I think you can get it on YouTube, I'm not sure, but anyway, so this, they use this for the credit roll for the documentary. So it's a nice straightforward tune, and I can send you the music if you want it. This is going to be for those of you who don't know already, I'm putting a music book together with all my original compositions, and I have sixty-four compositions. I'm still working on putting this book together, but I'm getting there. COVID put a real damper on a lot of stuff, but all right. So this is called My Ballingarry Lady, and my mother was from a place called Ballingarry in Turles, County Tipperary. So. Thank you. Sorry, I hope you don't mind me indulging. I played it fast so you get a better idea of what it's supposed to sound like other than slow. So,
I love it. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you very
lovely,
much.
Lovely, John.
Very nice. Pretty waltz, John.
It was recorded by the London Lassies in England, an English trad group called the London Lassies, and they recorded that tune as well. So, which was kind of nice because the box player in the band, his mother and I, played together in London as kids. And so it was kind of nice that she learned. She loved that waltz and she learned it. And so they ended up putting it on the CD. All right, so let's do a couple more jigs, I guess. The Rolling Wave. How does it?
Barangay Lady.
Anybody know how that Rolling Wave starts?
Which one did you want? One of them is dee da 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 da.
I can't.
That's one of them.
All right, I think I can remember it. What's the other one? That's with, what is that? The Rolling Wave and the Miller's Maggot. Does anybody know that?
That's the Star Above the Garter.
Yeah, that's not it. I'm really sorry, folks. I was turning and I didn't get to organize my music. Let me see if I have it here.
It's the one that goes. That one.
I better write a couple of notes down here before I start, because I don't have the music in front of me.
That was Miller's Maggot.
Okay, yep. All right, I'll give it my best. These are actually slides, aren't they? They don't sound like jigs to me. Anyway, they're going to be nice and slow, so.
Thank you.
Did I get the second one right?
Yep.
You know, I've never played either of those tunes in my life.
Yes, but, yeah. John, the first one, we probably played that on the boat going to the island.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Because I probably started it because the rolling waves and, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, we were on a boat going from Connemara over to, what island were we on going to?
Inishmore.
Inishmore, that's right, yeah. So we were on bicycles. Am I mad or what? So we got to the island and we did 14 kilometers. My arse was killing me.
Anyway. And then he knew the next day was going to be torture.
The next day was torture. What do you mean going to be? It was.
So, John, but there's another
64 kilometers.
I don't know. It was like 40 kilometers or something.
No, it was 64.
60 kilometers, yeah. 40 miles. But there's another name for that first tune. Sometimes it's called McGuire's March or McGuire's Kick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so maybe that's why you're hearing it. Because it's maybe a march.
It doesn't, you know, I'm useless at names anyway. So listen, we're getting close to the end here. So I think we should do the Christmas Eve set. We've got to get Christmas Eve in there. Even though it's not Christmas Eve. Well, it is Christmas Eve for Debbie.
And it is Christmas Eve here.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else is celebrating Christmas Eve already, but.
If you want to know what you're getting for Christmas, I'll be able to tell you because I'm a day ahead. So I'll know.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. So, all right. So, and then come west along the road. All right, here we go. Thank you.
Bye.